This week's Torah reading is called Balak, which was the name of a king of Moab, the land of Moab, who hated the Jews so much he wanted to destroy them completely. When the Jews were traveling through the desert in order to enter the land of Israel, they had to go through the land of Balak. And of course, he did not allow this and he wanted to destroy them. In order to destroy them, he hired the highest prophet of the non-Jews, who was called Bilam. And Bilam wanted to curse the Jews in order for Balak to destroy them. And of course, the story is known. Bilam could not curse the Jews. And moreover, he actually ended up blessing the Jews because God changed the words of Bilam from curse into blessing. Now, we have to understand that the Torah is not just a book of history. That means we're not just saying nice stories about Balak and Bilam and the Jewish people and so on. Rather, each one of these things has an expression within each one of us. Given this expression, sometimes we're talking about something good when he's talking about serving God, connecting to him and so on. And sometimes it's not such a good thing when he's talking about going against God, going against his will and so on. So Bilam has an expression, this incredible prophet of the non-Jews has an expression within each one of us besides the fact of the story and so on. What does Bilam mean inside of us? And moreover, what can we do in order to not just not get affected by Bilam, by our own inside of us Bilam, rather changing his curses into blessings? So I would like to share with you a few words in Hebrew. Now, even if you don't read Hebrew, it doesn't really matter. Over here, it says Bilam, which is the name of this prophet and so on. Over here, it says Amalek. Amalek is a whole group of people that wanted to completely destroy the Jewish people also. And moreover, we have a mitzvah, we have a commandment of destroying Amalek. Today, we can't go on the street and say, hey, that guy is Amalek, let's kill him. No way. But as I mentioned before, Torah is not just a book of stories, so it has an expression within each one of us. In order for us to understand what Bilam means, first we have to understand what Amalek means. Why? Because they're intimately related. What's the relationship? Again, even if you don't know Hebrew, it doesn't really matter. Look at this letter over here. It says Bilam, these letters, Beis Lamed. And when you look at the first two letters of the word Amalek, is actually the same last two letters of the word Bilam. This last letter, Mem, when it's at the end of the word, changes a little bit, but it sounds exactly the same, and it's the same name, Mem. So Bilam, the first two letters of the word Bilam, and the first two letters of the word Amalek, they actually form the word Bilam. And the same thing happens the other way. The last two letters of the word Bilam, which is Am, and the first two letters of the last two letters of the word Amalek, they actually form Amalek, Amalek. So we have Bilam on top, Amalek on the bottom. And if you look at them from up to below, you have Bilam and Amalek also. So they're intimately related. In order for us to understand what Bilam means inside of us, we can understand what Amalek means inside of us. What does Amalek mean? It's explained in many places. Basically, two ideas. Idea number one, Amalek represents the arrogance of fighting even that which is not fightable, so to speak. When the Jewish people left Egypt, they were like on fire and they were very powerful after the miracles of the 10 plagues, after the miracles of opening of the sea and so on. And nobody wanted to go with them. Nobody wanted to fight with them. Nobody wanted to be against them and so on. But Amalek, they took, so to speak, the first place and they went to fight with the Jewish people. Arrogance. Point number two, our sages explain in different places that Amalek means indifference. When a person knows something, you know God is there. Actually, Bilam, which is we're just connecting to Amalek, he knew God. He was a prophet of God. He talked to God, spoke with him, and so on. And he got answers. However, he wanted to rebel against him. He wanted to go against his will. That's what Amalek means. Arrogance of fighting that which is not, which is unfightable, and Amalek also means coldness, indifference towards everything that is holy. How do you fight this within each one of us? So let's go to the second part of these letters in Hebrew. Over here on top, we say the word, we have the word Iro. Iro means fear of God. In the bottom, we have the word Ahava, which means love to God. And if you do the same game, so to speak, we did with Bilam and Amalek, you will find there's a relationship within these two words. Iro, the first two letters, Yud and Reish. If you read from up, from above, down, you have also the same thing, Iro. You see, the last two letters of the word Ira are the first two letters of the word Ahava. It's the same from above to below. And the same thing happens with love, Ahava. The last two letters of the word Ira are actually the last two letters of the word Ahava, Ahava. So they're intimately related also. What does it mean to fear God? Fear God means when a person is ashamed and when a person is afraid, so to speak, of failing to God. He gave me so many things. He sustains me. He wakes me up every single day, and I still fail to him. It's not fair. It's not right. And Ahava is basically the same thing, but just on the opposite direction. I want to do something in order to pay, so to speak, give pleasure to God because he created me. In the world of Iro, fear, I refrain from doing things that are against the will of God because I'm ashamed of doing things against that entity that gives me everything and is the creator and is so big and so on. On the side of Ahava, love, I want to do things in order to please God, in order to thank him for giving me life and for creating the world and so on. This means basically, just as we have the same game within these two words, Iro and Ava, fear and love, and the same game within these two words, Bilam and Amalek, that means that fear for God and love for God, it's the cure, so to speak, for the Bilam and Amalek that we have inside of us. In other words, when a person engages in understanding the greatness of God, according to your capacity, and when a person engages in being ashamed, so to speak, of going against his will, the fact that he's looking at you and he's giving you life and you still don't do whatever he wants you to do. And when a person is conscious, spends time thinking and being conscious of the importance of doing things the way God wants, that helps us to lower the arrogance we have that I'm the boss over here, I do whatever I want and so on, there's no judgment, there's no judge and so on, and also the problem of indifference. When you see a person needing something, you're gonna go and help him because just as God helps you, you know you have to be a tool of God in this world in order to help other people. So let be the will of God that we can actually work within ourselves, developing fear of God and love of God, true fear of love of God and true love of God, and that will help us fight our own Bilam and Amalek.